Well, greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to Sunday morning, April 19th, 2020. This is the second Sunday of Easter, so remember that Easter is not just one day of celebration, but a whole season of celebrating the power of resurrection. Just a couple announcements today before we have our readings and the sermon this morning. First of all, just want to note that we will be having some more Zoom Bible study, so please check your emails. I hope to send out information about the Bible study and when we'll be starting. If God willing and all goes well, perhaps we'll start on Zoom and end up in person at some point during that Bible study. We'll see how things go. Also want to note that along with the sermon and prayers and readings today, we also have some wonderful music provided by Josh and his son Anthony, and so we thank them for that and really appreciate them providing some music to play along before and after we have our time of reflection and study and worship. So I hope that you find this meaningful and that it's giving you hope and meaning in this time of being away from one another. And I just pray that you are well today and that you're doing okay. So let us go ahead and begin with our first reading today. The first reading for this Sunday comes from Acts, the second chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power and wonders, signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he was at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would be put one of his descendants on this throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, of that all of us are witnesses." Here ends the first reading. The gospel for this coming Sunday comes to us from the Gospel of John, beginning at the 20th chapter and the 19th verse. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails of his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, that through believing in him you may have life in his name. Here ends the reading of the gospel this morning. The living Christ is in this place.